Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down, finally, to form the one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, you would have to be really stupid to not realize that we are in the last of the last days. And I don't want to paint a picture for you. I don't want to be pessimistic, because I'm an evangelist at heart, and I want to see everyone everywhere hear the good news. And I think we're coming into the greatest time in the history of planet Earth for true believers in the Messiah, and the worst time in the history of planet Earth for those that don't believe in the Messiah. But with what's going on as far as terrorism, we know the terrorists are already in the United States. With what's going on with the economy, we know that it's hanging in there by threads. I might add that I know as a fact there will be a wealth transfer of the unrighteous money into the hands of the righteous. With what's going on with various diseases worldwide, and wars that are going on, and the flooding of the demonic through television and through books, and books against God, you can see the handwriting on the wall. But there is almost a forgotten understanding of the power of the blood of Jesus. And that's why I'm so excited to be making available to you this week a book titled The Power of the Blood. Without a doubt, it's written with Dr. T.L. Lowry, and this scholar has traced from the Old Covenant, the New Covenant, understanding. It's one of the best Bible studies you'll ever see on the blood of Jesus, and I don't know a more important subject, even if you understand the blood of Jesus, and then how to appropriate that blood to overcome the power of sin in your life, to walk in divine health, to live in peace no matter what's going on in the world, to live in divine protection no matter what kind of war situation is going on, no matter if a nuclear device goes off and you're in the area where you should be destroyed. I believe there is such power that we've never tapped into with the blood of Jesus. And this book was written with the assistance of Dr. T.L. Lowry, but written by Mary Catherine Baxter. And I have her on the telephone right now. Mary Catherine, you told me about a vision you had in Israel. Tell me about that.
Well, yes, it was about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It's before he went up to the cross. I was at a church. I had some very bad experiences there, and I was very discouraged, and I wanted to just quit, see it. I wanted to just leave. I dropped a box of books on my foot that day, and several things happened. For 2 days, I hadn't really ate normal. And when I came to the church, it was like 500 people was there, and this was my fourth night. And before I could even see it, I'd get there around 8, and I wouldn't be able to get to the pulpit till 10 o'clock to preach. And it was very wearing. My flesh was acting up. And I was sitting there one night. I said to myself, I said, now, Jesus, if I have to sit here like I do every night, I'm going to walk out of here. I'm tired of this. And all at once I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, you haven't even begun to suffer. He said, behold, up on the left wall. And I looked over there, see it, and there was a mural, an open vision of a mural of the Via Della Rosa in Jerusalem. I saw this like a movie screen in action. There was people on each side of the road there, and there come at the very bottom was Christ. He had this cross on his shoulders. It was cut with an axe, and the splinters were stabbing in his back. He had his robe on. His whole body was covered in blood. And he tripped in his robe and fell down. And a black nationality brother come out of the line of people and helped him lift up his cross. And when he did, the thorns in his head, the blood, he had not one speck of skin showing. And he looked at me. One eye had fell out on his face. And he looked at me and he said, "Press on, press on. You haven't even begun to suffer." And as he slipped in his own blood, that man helped him up. And I began to weep and I began to cry. And I thought, who am I? Who am I to even complain about something? And as he went on walking up the road, the stones covered in his blood, and they took him up to nail him to the cross, and the vision went away. And I thought to myself, Sid, this blood needs to be preached about more and more. What he did for humanity, it needs to be talked about and told from one end of the earth to the other. In this book, The Power and the Blood, and I really believe that this book is one of the best books ever written about the blood of Jesus Christ.
Tell me about the night when you awoke and everything seemed to be covered in red.
I was going through a trial in my life, and I'd been studying about the Old Testament and the New, about the fire that went before the children of Israel, and a cloud by day and a fire by night. And I turned to the scriptures where he said, "I'll be with you. I'll be a wall of fire around about you." And I began to quote that word of the Lord. And we were going through a heavy trial at that time. And then all at once, the walls were all lit up with this brilliancy of red and fire all around me. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Fear not, this is the presence of the Lord. He is covering you with his fire." And said, this is the truth. I had phone calls from people told me that they said they saw my house on fire. It wasn't consumed. And I told them it was the presence of the Lord. And I would see that wall many times in prayer, and it was a protection. And the blood was in there. The blood was mingled in there, the blood of Jesus. And it was real, Sid. And I see it a lot even when I travel all over the world.
Now, are you just someone special, or will God put this wall of fire and of blood around everyone?
Yes, he will, his children, if they'll believe it and they'll speak it. He truly will. I see it in churches, Sid. They don't even recognize it's there, but it's his promise. It's his covenant promise that he'll be with us and protect us and go with us.
Tell me an experience. For instance, one time you were in a church and you saw angels come into the church with a large cross.
Yes, I see that too a lot, okay? Many times, okay, when I go to churches to preach about the blood, or I get studying ready to talk about hell, I will see visions in the church of angels coming in, only when God allows it, okay? And I can be sitting on the platform as the high praises of God go up. It's like the back of the sanctuary or top of the where the pulpit is in the back area. There will be bands of angels begin to descend, and some of them are already there. They're already in the church. And they come in and they begin to prepare the way. They bring this cross, and this huge cross usually means deliverance or God's approved of that church. And I will see them anchor that cross, this big cross, and they will put it before the pulpit. And normally it's during a process of the whole service. It takes like the whole service, and I watch them every once in a while. And they're anchoring this cross, and then the power comes through the cross and out the beams of the cross, and deliverance comes. If there's people in there bound by habits and drugs, I begin to, you know, it's the preaching of the cross is what sets them free. And I soon learned through the vision that this cross represented that God had approved of this church, and they leave that cross there, the angels do. When they leave, it's left there. But it's invisible to the people, but I see it. And I tell the pastor that, and he gets excited. And it's normally where God has approved of that pastor, the leadership in his preaching of his word.
Now, have you used the power of the blood when witchcraft is used against you? And give me a specific example.
Okay, I'll use another person. There was a lady came up for prayer, yes, one day, and she had been involved with some people in the occult, and she got saved. But she had been tormented by evil powers. And I told her she needed the Holy Spirit and that we would pray over her. So we ministers got the anointing oil. We prayed over her in the name of Jesus. And we began to cover her with the precious covenant of God and begin to break strongholds in the spirit realm off of her. And I could actually see the blood of Jesus falling and cleansing and breaking strongholds. When I say I see breaking strongholds, Sid, it's like in the air, the atmosphere, like high in the heavens or somewhere, I see the angels of God drawing swords and fighting with the word of God. It's always the word of God against these strongholds. It's always like a red covering comes down, which represents the blood of Jesus Christ.
And what about someone that's, say, struggling with sin? How should they pray?
They first should confess their sin and their faults to the Lord and say, God, I need help. I really need your help. I can't overcome this by myself. And as they begin to pray, they need to call upon the name of Jesus and call upon the power in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus to set them free, because that's in the covenant that through the blood of Jesus, we can be delivered from these sins in our flesh.
Let me ask you something. If on tomorrow's broadcast, I asked you to pray over the airwaves, what do you believe would happen as you speak about the blood of Jesus?
I believe there'd be a breakthrough. I believe it because Jesus said we sit in heavenly places with him and we fight against princes and powers of the air and we put them under his feet.
People that are reading your new book, The Power of the Blood, you're getting so much positive feedback. Pick one person and tell me what they said after they read the book.
Oh, wonderful. They love it. It's helping them. It's encouraging them. It's making them have more knowledge of the old covenant and the new. They just love it. A lot of good feedback.
You know, Mishpocha, there is so much power in the blood of Jesus that that really we're not taking advantage of. And if we ever needed to take advantage of the power in the blood of Jesus, it's now. And that's why this Bible study and the experiences worked in on this book by Mary Catherine Baxter, I mean, this is one of the best I've ever seen of explaining exactly throughout all of the scriptures the power in the blood of Jesus. I mean, you're going to understand how you can appropriate that blood to live in peace no matter what's going on in divine protection. We're making the book, The Power of the Blood, available for a donation of $18. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.